Victor Kozlov on the right side, squeezing past Alexander Ricard. A backhander by Kozlov. Rebound, they score! Alex Ovechkin and Victor Kozlov crashing the net, and the Capitals have tied the score. It's 1-1 here in the first as Alex Ovechkin was roaming around. Carey Raimo couldn't corral it, and the Capitals have drawn even.
Alex the Great sets a new goal-scoring standard for left wings as Ovechkin's 64th of the season eclipsed Luke Robitaille's mark set in 1993. Steve Colby had the call on the 3WT Capitals Radio Network. Ovechkin would finish the season with 65 goals and 112 points. He wins the Rocket Richard and Art Ross trophies. The Caps won their last seven games to claim the Southeast Division crown. Buffalo's Thomas Vanek finished the season in fine fashion.
Up for Kotelik with an open net, but he couldn't get a shot on. Bruins recover. Schaefer gets checked. Here's Roy. Roy going in with Vanek for the hat trick. He scores! Derek Roy could have tapped it in. He knew his winger was looking for the trick, and he gave it to him.
Rick Jenner at the call on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as Vanek scored all the goals in a 3-0 win over Boston for his league-leading fourth hat trick of the season. Still, the Sabres became just the third team in NHL annals to miss the playoffs the season after winning the President's Trophy. Jarome Iginla finds 50 for the second time in his career.
Here's Iginla into Vancouver's zone, passing the puck into the right corner. Nystrom steps in front, passing Iginla, shoot, scores! Yeah, baby! Number 50 for Iginla!
Peter Moore on the Fan 960 in Calgary as Iginla's goal meant three players this season reached the half-century mark. On the final day of the regular season, Keith Tkachuk joined an elite group.
Puck along the wing. Comes up to Tkachuk. Jaredev got it back. Pass to Nash. On to Tkachuk. Looks to the empty net. He scores! Goal number 500 in the career of Keith Tkachuk. It's a shorthanded goal. And what a way for the season to end.
Chris Kerber on KMOX 1120, the voice of St. Louis, as Tkachuk closed out a 4-1 win over Columbus by becoming the 41st player in league history to reach the 500-goal mark. Pittsburgh won the Atlantic on the strength of its youngsters, but in the playoffs, the old man stepped up.
Malkin turns it over to Hossa. Hossa back to Malkin on the goal line. Feeder right in front. Deflected by Robertson. Else get it in the goal, and Kerber's not happy with the call. He's saying it was kicked in, apparently, by Roberts, but it looks as though Gary Roberts will get his second.
Mike Lang on the Penguins Hockey Network is Gary Roberts, just a month shy of his 42nd birthday. Finished off a 4-0 blanking of Ottawa, Roberts is the oldest player in NHL history to have a multi-goal game in the playoffs. Anaheim had the second-best home record during the regular season, but in its playoff opener, the defending Stanley Cup champs were made to pay for penalties.
Dallas, 3 of 5 on the power play, on another man advantage off the draw. They feed it right in front. Ribeiro, a centering feed, score! Brendan Morrow! They win the draw, get it in deep, and Morrow redirects the centering pass from Ribeiro. 4 power play goals. Dallas 4, the Ducks nothing.
Nick Nixon the call right here on Westwood One as Brendan Morrow capped the Stars scoring in a 4-0 victory. Marty Turco made 23 saves, and his last 4 playoff wins have all been shutouts. Finally, Nicklas Backstrom smothered Ryan Smith's penalty shot late in the third. That kept the Wild and Avalanche tied at 2. But in overtime, Backstrom couldn't stop Joe Sakic, who scored his record 8th OT playoff goal for a 3-2 Colorado win. Norm Jones with a call on KKFN 104.3 The Fan in Denver.
Turns, leaves it at the near point to Soleil. Shot toward the net. Loose puck. They score. Joe Sakic, the captain, on a rebound, has scored for Colorado. Shot from the near point by Soleil. Blocked in front. And Joe Sakic picked up the loose puck. Backhanded it by Backstrom. And the Avs win it in overtime.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.